Helen looking after you through till 6 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday so far, and it's time for our Mindful Monday update. This is where we look at ways of supporting our mental health. And if you've watched EastEnders recently, you may have been following the devastating storyline of Lola finding out that her time is limited with her family and loved ones as her brain tumour progresses. This is a situation that is all too familiar for many of us. But when a loved one dies, how do we cope? In a recent study, the website Therapy Finders found that here in the Northwest, 29% of people believe that grief should last no longer than 6 months. But can we really put a time frame on that and a limit? And how can we best support ourselves and others experiencing grief? Well, on the phone this afternoon with us, on the line, should I say, Claire Williams is our guest. She is a specialist grief counsellor and the founder of website therapyfinders.co.uk. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. Now, to put a time frame and say 6 months, is that really realistic? Can we put a time limit on it?
Absolutely not. No. The grief is such a very personal experience, and no two people are going to experience it in exactly the same way. You know, they might feel like they have the same emotions, but the experience that each individual has is very personal to them. And so it's impossible to say, well, you should be over it by now. I really hate that phrase that people use, because there really is no should when it comes to grief. I worked with a lady once whose twin sister died at a young age, and the emotion that she expected to feel when it happened was sadness, but what she actually felt was anger, and she didn't understand why, and it really took her by surprise. And so we had to do a lot of work to first of all understand the anger, where that was coming from, and then after that she then had to process her grief. And that whole journey took her a lot longer than 6 months.
And you can't put, you know, it's different, as you say, for different situations and stories that people go through with bereavement. Why do you think as a society we struggle to deal with death and dying?
I think it's because we don't talk about it. Death is such a taboo subject in our society that, you know, quite often when the subject comes up, it's very quickly dismissed or we don't talk about it at all. And I think so when death happens, which obviously inevitably always does to us all, it's shocking. And it's because we are not prepared for it a lot of the time.
And obviously the soap opera EastEnders, you know, is dealing with this as a storyline at the moment. Grief isn't just as simple as being, you know, after someone's, you know, situation where somebody has died. You know, we're seeing this on the TV screens. We can deal with grief before death. Can you tell us more about this, that kind of preparing?
Yeah, so obviously there's expected death and sudden death. And with expected death, you know, there are things that you can do to try and prepare yourself. Now, that's not to say that you're not going to experience the strong emotions even that you have with sudden death. But what you can do, you can do things like honour last wishes, for example, if the person has any. You know, you can put things in place or make sure you've dealt with any unfinished business before the time comes. What you might find with expected death is that you have little losses along the way. So you grieve a little bit before that person has died, particularly with people who may have a terminal illness and they start being able to not do the things that they once did. And so those things all bring with them these little losses along the way. Sudden death, obviously you can't prepare for it, and you may have feelings of shock and anger, and these, because it's been because of a sudden death, the shock and the anger may stay with you for longer. But that's not to say you're not going to experience shock and anger with an expected death. You may still well do that, but you may be able to move out of the shock phase a little bit quicker. You really don't know how you're going to feel until it actually happens.
And Claire, what about those situations for, you know, grief can be very intense and affect many areas of our lives. What are the signs with a loved one or a friend that maybe isn't coping that well with grief?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question, because it's really important that we do look out for people who we think might not be able to cope. If you find somebody that you know is not managing to do day-to-day things, such as, you know, simple things like leaving the house or getting out of bed, even having a shower, or if you feel that someone's starting to cut themselves off from friends and family and not being able to focus on anything other than the grief, I would say that these are all signs that someone is struggling to cope and that that person needs help.
And we all deal with grief differently, don't we, Claire?
We do, yeah, we do. And it really is, there is no right or wrong way on how to grieve. It really is how you experience it and what your feelings are. So if you find yourself not feeling how you expected to feel, that's not wrong. It's just how you are feeling, and be kind to yourself and give yourself that time to grieve and process what's going on for you. And as I say, you may be taken by surprise with the emotions that you feel, that you're feeling. Grief can bring with it such a variety of emotions, you know, and they can come all at once, or you can go between them throughout the whole process. And so there really is no right or wrong way on how to feel or how to grieve. It's just accept that that is how you are experiencing it.
Now, if my listener right now is struggling with grief, can you give us some coping strategies, please, that we can just maybe learn from, or just a bit of guidance?
Yes, sure. First and foremost, I would always say try and talk. If you can reach out to close friends or family members and try and just let somebody know that you're struggling and you're not coping. And I know this might be very difficult for some people, or they may feel they don't have anyone to talk to. So if you are one of those people, then you may want to consider trying to talk to a trained therapist, because they will give you a safe space to process whatever it is you're experiencing, to talk about whatever feelings you're having, even if, you know, those feelings are difficult and you're feeling maybe you don't want to talk about it, or you feel like ashamed to say how you're feeling. A trained grief therapist will give you that safe space to work through whatever it is you're struggling to cope with. Other things people can try, if they don't want to talk to somebody or a therapist, you can do things by yourself as well. And one of the things that I found quite helpful for many people is just journaling. And that's not to say you have to write these long, beautiful sentences or long paragraphs. As I said earlier, with grief, you can experience so many different emotions all in one time. And these feelings and emotions can become quite overwhelming if you keep them inside. So if you just do a brain dump onto a piece of paper about whatever it is that's going on in your mind and your feeling, often by seeing it on a piece of paper, it can help reorganize your thoughts and focus. And sometimes it brings up things that you didn't really expect to come out.
Wonderful. Claire, I'll leave it there. But before we say ta-ra, just give us an update on the website, please, to signpost us.
Wonderful, yes. If you're struggling particularly with grief or loss, we have a website called therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk. If you want to get matched with a therapist, you can go to our main website, which is therapyfinders.co.uk.
My thanks to Claire Williams there, specialist grief counsellor, and those details. If you are concerned about somebody, refer them to those two websites, the initial one, therapyfinders.co.uk.